104, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Paramedics in Denver say heat is a key factor in a record number of calls. Denver Health's paramedic division says in the first half of June, it responded to 29 heat-related calls. That's way above the entire month of June in 2019, says Lieutenant Lindsay Sella.
Last week, we had our busiest week on record ever for the paramedic division. We believe wholeheartedly that a large part of that was due to the heat wave that came through.
Heat-related illness often happens while working or recreating outside. The signs include cramps, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness, along with dehydration.
Over time, though, you may become confused, even lose consciousness. So these are things to keep an eye on in yourself and in those around you.
She says her best advice is to seek shade and drink plenty of water. The heat in northwest Colorado is not helping as crews try to contain a wildfire near the town of Craig. The fire started earlier this week. They're fighting it on the ground and with aircraft. So far, there's been no reported injuries or damage. Just a week ago, federal fire forecasters designated conditions in that part of the state as extremely critical for the first time in 15 years. A Colorado wildlife manager is back on the job in Grand Junction. That's after an investigation into whether he tried to undermine the state's wolf reintroduction. CPR Sam Brash has more.
In January, a Colorado Parks and Wildlife official filed a complaint against J.T. Romanski, the top wildlife official for Northwest Colorado. It accused him of using his position to sabotage gray wolf reintroduction, which Colorado voters approved last year. That included using state money to attack pro-wildlife commissioners and guiding outside groups opposed to reintroduction. The state confirms some of the allegations, but specifics of personnel matters are sealed. An agency spokesperson would only say the matter was thoroughly and thoughtfully investigated. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It is hot today, but cooler tomorrow. Front Range cities will be near 100 or above this afternoon. On Friday, Metro Denver highs will be closer to 90. This is CPR News.